It's time now for Empowered Family Talk with Francita Hallris.
Do you want to empower families and young people in your community? Then take the time to make a tax-deductible contribution to the Coach Tate Fund. The Coach Tate Foundation is dedicated to helping young people and their families in learning and passing on the kinds of life skills that we all need to succeed. All too often, we hear about kids and their families having encountered life's difficulties that could have been easily avoided by knowing better decision-making skills, from anger management to money management to something as simple as learning to manage how we spend our time or how we use our job skills. Make a donation to the Coach Tate Fund. It'll help kids who need help and their families too. Make your contribution to the Coach Tate Fund. Get details at www.coachtatefoundation.com. And oh, by the way, thank you.
May the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Good morning. It's family time, and welcome back to Empower Family Radio Broadcast. We the people paying it forward in this 21st century as we come together to balance these scales of justice within our positive mental health. Are we prepared? Our scripture for today, for your private and quiet time reading for our listeners, is Philippians 4:8, Romans 12:2, and Ephesians 4:23. And the one that I like to highlight for our discussion today on our positive mental health is Jeremiah 29:11, where he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope." And our next statement today from one of our colleagues, a submittal for the table, is she says, mental health is situational based. Everybody's situation is different, and it includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and it also helps us make healthy choices. Mental health is important, she says, at every stage of our lives, from childhood to adolescence through adulthood. Now, I am delighted to be joined again today by our Coach Tate Foundation student and coach leadership development growth team, Jason, who's a certified life coach in Asheville with J. Muhammad Consulting, and Ava, who is a UNC Asheville student, and Johnny Connolly, who is a Montreat College student. And I believe we have Demetrius Mamaritis on the phone with us, executive director for Coach Tate Foundation. Welcome back to Empower Family Broadcast, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for having us again.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for being here. I'm just I'm excited about continuing this conversation about our mindset. Miss Ava, could you share with our listeners what you have discovered in your perspective as we move through our mindset discussion today, particularly around growth and development? Miss Ava, please.
Yes. Actually, I would love to first speak by somewhat defining terms, you know, giving you an understanding of the concept of growth mindset so I can give some of these viewers, college students, you know, people in any scholastic environment, some tips to, you know, start today. And the first thing I'd like to talk about is the fact that our words become thoughts, those thoughts become beliefs, and those beliefs and thoughts show themselves externally through our behaviors and other actions. And what this also means, in summary, is eventually we, our minds can truly enforce and in the absolute least impact our reality. So, you know, as an example, if we're struggling internally, doubting ourselves in something like math, we're feeling a lot of negative emotions upon ourselves, and at some point we're going to struggle externally as well. And this can manifest as being tired all the time, our inability to manage our time, and, you know, just not completing our assignments and seeing a decrease in our GPA, stuff like that. Now, in order to be avoidant of all of that, I want to talk about growth mindset rather than a fixed mindset. And I think that's really the key to securing and protecting our mental health and excelling in a scholastic environment. Carol Dweck from Stanford University, I'm going to use a quote, but she defined and described this beautifully. She said that a fixed mindset is when students believe their basic abilities, their intelligence, their talents are just fixed traits. And they have a certain amount, and that's that. And then their goal becomes to look smart all the time and never look dumb. And in a growth mindset, students understand that their talents and abilities can be developed through effort, good teaching, and persistence. They don't necessarily think everyone's the same or everyone can be Einstein, but they believe everyone can get smarter if they work at it. And with that being said, this leads me to answer what our mental health and overall functioning as a human being has a lot to do with self-confidence through our inner open-mindedness. And how do we tap into that? So it really just boils down to keeping a journal and properly goal setting, because part of the definition of mental health talks about realizing our own potential. And I think Jason touched upon this last podcast, but he was saying that we're 42% more likely to achieve our goals if we write them down. And so writing our goals down not only forces you to, like, clear on what exactly you want to accomplish, but in doing so, it motivates you to complete the task necessary for your success. And to tie this into God, my track coach, Coach Kimbrough, would emphasize to me the importance of not putting ceilings over your long-term goals, meaning write down goals or at least think of goals that in your mind may not be, quote-unquote, like, realistic, because you don't want to put limitations on what you want to accomplish, because the sky isn't a limit when there are no limits. Again, it's your mind telling you that there's limits out of protective habit when there may be a lot fewer than you realize. You know, we know that God is in everything and God is infinite, right? So that means our limitations, there aren't really limitations when God is infinite. And in Philippians, it reminds us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthen us, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's really important as a college student to remember, to keep in mind as we navigate our classes, our social relationships, our clubs, et cetera. So again, boiling it down, I would keep a journal. I would try to reinforce positive words on a mirror, in a journal, whatever, to help build discipline and keep us motivated and build our self-confidence so we can do what we want to do. Thank you, Francine.
Yes, oh, that is so well said, Ava, and particularly for college students. I like your takeaway there when you said write it down. We've just forgotten how important it is to write down the plan, write down the vision. Even the Bible asks us to write, if you have a vision, write it down. So thank you for sharing that with our listeners. And I'd like to get Johnny in here and see what Mr. Johnny has to share with our listeners today on this most important topic of keeping a positive mindset. Mr. Johnny, please.
Thank you, Francina. And to kind of go from where Ava was going with everything, I kind of did mine on self-assessment. It's the process of looking at oneself in order to assess aspects that are important to one's identity. It's a motive that encourages self-evaluation with self-verification and self-enhancement. And so basically self-appraisal is our confidence, so to speak, a necessity for navigating life, a conscious assessment of our goals, our behavior, our relationships, and our performances in all domains of life. So think of keeping an open mindset. And so let's use a horse as an analogy.
That's good. Go ahead, Johnny. That's really good.
Thank you. So psychologists describe it as relearning or changing our emotions and behavior. Think of it as retraining a horse along its route. We take a horse through the same path the same time every time. The horse will reluctantly go down a new path, right? And every time a horse comes to this juncture, it will hesitate. It is only with consistent stopping and guiding the horse down that path he will unlearn the old and relearn the new. And that's kind of where we should take our society today, in that kind of direction. We have to talk sanely and forgivingly to ourselves and do not beat ourselves up, but focus on the corrections, cognitively reframe corrections as a way to improve rather than as failings.
Yes. And that's self-assessment. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I really like that because self-assessment is something I believe in the New America, our educational institution, is focused on. And in the workforce is how do we evaluate ourselves and how do we manifest that into our environment, whether it's on a college campus or at the job or in trade. So, Johnny, I think that's a very key tenet that you shared along with Ava's. Write it down. What the vision is, write it down to keep our mental health in a positive frame of mind. And then you come in with our self-assessment. How important is that? Because human nature, we always want to look outside ourselves and blame our environment or other people, places, and things, when it really starts with us. And we have a lot of good news to bring to our society. So, Johnny, thank you for that. Now, that applies to your criminology, psychology major. That goes right in line with self-assessing in the criminal mind.
Yes.
How do you see that playing out?
Kind of going off of last week, how can I explain this? So if a criminal would have self-assessment, correct? And kind of go off Ava was speaking on earlier with open-mindedness, a criminal would not have self-assessment and evaluation of their growth. Instead, they would be content with where they are, and they would focus more or less on what they are capable of, but not what they could possibly further in their limits. And that's kind of what holds a lot of people back from
Are you talking about fixed mindset versus growth mindset?
Yes.
That criminals tend to be more fixated on what they think they can do versus what they actually can do with God in mind?
Okay. Because they don't believe in themselves to be a better person, so they settle for lesser crimes and stealing and robbing or not making themselves a productive person of society. And they kind of turn away from God in pursuit of sinful motives and selfish pleasures.
Right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. As I tell you, in today's time, our schools and our law enforcement security professionals, they're certainly looking at that, Johnny, is how do we evaluate growth and fixed mindsets when it comes to a criminal. A criminal is, you know, they want their views, their thoughts, their intentions, their actions. What are they trying to do next? So I think that's a very good career path you're on there, Johnny, and thank you for sharing that. Now we've got Demetrius in here, our colleague from Greece, and I know he's been working in security for a long time. Demetrius, can you share with our listeners if he's still with us?
I am.
Can you share with our listeners how our good, positive, healthy mindset has benefited our security and law enforcement profession over the last 17 years, our strategic training? Demetrius, please.
Thanks for having me, first of all. And yeah, security is a very interesting field where nobody really, people think about it, but really a lot of people don't understand it. And when you have a weapon, your mind has to be focused. You have to be razor sharp. Because when you pull off the gun and pull the trigger, you know, your adrenaline's running, the sound of the bullet leaving the gun, that all there is going to make people question why you fire. There's different processes of going from speaking to somebody to actually firing the weapon. You have to have your mind straight. And there's a lot of psychological tests you have to take. One thing I always think about is the law of attraction and what you think of, the power of thoughts or things. So if you're thinking about being a good person, you're going to be a good person all the time. If you're thinking about being a bad person, you're going to be a bad person all the time. And in security, you have to have your, you have to have everything intact before you can even, you know, put on your holster and go work a post or a nuclear power plant. And you have to have, you have to have everything in order before you can do your job properly. So your mind is very powerful.
But, yes. Well, thank you so much, Demetrius, for sharing that story. And I want to, you know, as we're looking at December 2020, we're at a close of a new year, and certainly the mental health of all of our professions, security, lawyer, the legal field, the engineering, all of our career path professionals have been impacted. And particularly in education, Ava, as we've talked about with you and Johnny and Demetrius and Jason, the education is different now. So the mindset of the students, which I love about what you and Johnny are doing, leading by example, is so important going forward and putting a plan together. Now, Ava, can you share with us, our listeners, any key tenets that they can start doing today? You mentioned one, writing it down. And the next thing is making a plan, setting goals, so that we can develop a healthy mindset. As Demetrius said, a mind is so powerful. And we look at folks making decisions about our lives, what we learn, how much we earn, where we live, policy-driven in all areas. We have to have a positive mindset to matriculate to success. Ms. Ava, what would you have to comment on that level for our college students?
Yeah, I would also like to say the disclaimer, especially to college students, high school students, graduate students, et cetera, that academics, GPA, grades do not define your intelligence by any means. They do not define you. That they're, it's just something, you know, it's a system made up so other people can measure humans, you know. So again, there's imperfections already within that. So I feel like that's really important to keep in mind, so that way you don't disencourage yourself from actually improving whatever you want to improve, and academically that is. And I'd also like to say that, again, with the goal setting, it's important that, especially in a scholastic environment, you become intrinsically motivated instead of extrinsically. You know, we have standardized tests and teachers telling us, professors telling us what to study, which is already kind of limiting ourselves to the infinite of knowledge that there is here on the internet in the world. So it's really important that students take the time to really dive deep into themselves, dive deep into God to understand what they were put on this earth to do. You know, you can't do good in the classroom if you're doing it for your teacher and not yourself. So I think that's kind of my biggest takeaway. And for me, you know, with lots of reflection, goal setting, journaling, I've naturally kind of found my purpose in, you know, psychology. I really want to become a psychologist and an integrative psychologist, so to speak. I kind of touched upon this in my last podcast with you, but I guess that is what my biggest takeaway is just to not be disencouraged by GPA, to keep on trying, because you don't want to look back one day and regret the fact that you didn't try. Like with med school, with graduate school, a lot of students get really discouraged by the pre-meds and think, oh my gosh, like me personally, I don't really like chemistry myself, but I'm not letting one challenge set me back from improving the life for myself and other people, you know? Again, it's about that positive mindset, goal setting, and realizing that GPA really doesn't define you and where you will go in life.
Oh, wow. I couldn't have said it better. That is so profound, Ava, and it just shares the wisdom with other college students right now that we've had a chance to speak with some students who are now at home, and parents are now beginning to evaluate, and of course it's not college, it's high school and middle school, evaluate what the kids have been learning. They have, the PTA has gone away, so they're really stressing to their children. One key point you mentioned is do not let that difficult question that you couldn't answer define who you are or lower your self-esteem that you're not smart, because that's right. A standardized test, and it doesn't define your gifts and your talents. So I think that is a very big tenet going forward as well, to ensure that, I love that, that we don't let the external systems, I love that, define our God-given talent, which is above more than a question or two. So thank you, Ms. Ava, for sharing that. Oh, now we're going to move over to Johnny. Thank you so much. And I can't wait till the next one we talk about. But Mr. Johnny, could you add your comments there?
Like Ava said, grades do not define us. But in order for us to succeed, I think that requires time management and realizing that our own worst enemy is ourselves, because the only person can make us do what we want to do is us taking the initiative to move forward. If I feel bad about this bad grade, if I feel bad about lacking in understanding what the material was about, it was my lack of quality of time. I should have spent that time studying and understanding what I'm supposed to do so I can move on forward, but not beat myself up because of my shortcomings. I think that's what a lot of students suffer now in college and high school, is that they're so focused on getting that A or B, and that we're not even focusing on actually learning about our career path. We're more focused on just getting that letter grade. It's almost like the teachers don't even give us the material we want. It's the material that they just put in our face.
Yes. And that's so important going forward, Johnny. Thank you for sharing that, because this is what empowering family is empowering with that information that we just don't get every day. And we know that today a new model has been developed for strategic education, and where it's not determined by the standardized testing. There's so much more to an individual from the inside out. So we have to have instructors and guides and teachers and coaches that can kind of guide us down that pathway. And this is a forum where we're going to start. We've started a good thing here, and I'm so proud of you and Ava for standing up and leading by example. So thank you, Johnny, for sharing that.
Thank you, Ms. Francina.
You're welcome, my friend. And Demetrius, do you have any comments that you'd like to share with our listeners? We have a few more minutes left here.
I think the mind is powerful, and the one thing somebody spoke about a while back is if they can control your mind, then they control you. So I just want to add that real quick.
Well,
be careful what you listen to. Be careful who you follow, who you listen to. You got to listen to God.
Yes. Amen. Because with Him, we are all possible. And this is what our teaching is about today. And we want to encourage our listeners to reach out to us. You know, it's always a good thing to share wisdom from students who've been there, done that, and want to help pay it forward. We've got to take it to the next level. It will
this too shall pass, as they say, Ava, right? This too shall pass. So we need to use this time to prepare our minds for a better day ahead. What say you, Miss Ava? And we have two or three more minutes. We're going to get a closing, and then I have a 10 things I'd like to share from one of our colleagues for staying positive in our mindset in 2021. Miss Ava, please.
To be perfectly honest, I'm going to need you to reiterate what you said because you cut off on my end. I'm sorry.
No worries. This is our technology, but no worries. I'd just like for you to share with our listeners one closing comment on how do we go to the next level, paying it forward for the next generation as we lead by example to keep our minds positive. This too shall pass. And when we get to the other side, it's the work we've done today that's going to manifest in a positive way tomorrow. Miss Ava.
I think we need more everyone is a leader, period. Everyone can lead by example, but especially for children, we need teachers, we need parents to also have that self-confidence in themselves that I was talking about, that growth mindset, so that way, you know, it carries on to our younger generations. You know, we can speak from a body positive sort of mindset. If we see our mom or our dad complaining about how overweight they are, it's going to teach us to, you know, look in the mirror for something that's wrong with us, even when there isn't something wrong with us. So
right.
I think we need just, it's a domino effect. We need leaders, people that we look up to. We need to see that self-love. We need to see the, you know, love mm-hmm. yourself as you love your neighbor, like God tells us. We need to see more of that. We need to be less critical of ourselves, you know, for the sake of other people, as crazy as that may sound, especially for parents, teachers, maybe repeating myself. But I think that's what's really important.
Awesome. Well, guys, we're out of time. Time goes fast when we're talking about such a fascinating subject. But thank you, Ms. Ava, Mr. Johnny, and Mr. Demetrius for being here with us today. Until next week, we're going to take notes and create a better pathway for a healthy mindset. So thank you. And I'm going to share with our listeners, we've got a few seconds to close here, so I'm going to share with our listeners 10 things we can do to stay positive. And the first thing is replace the negative with the positive. Number two, get the right nutrients. Number three, maintain a growth mindset. Number four, practice gratitude. Number five, focus on what you can control. And number six, exercise. Fit in fitness. Number seven, turn obstacles into opportunities. Number eight, don't believe everything you think. Number nine, trade springtime for more quality time. Just unplug from the system and visit your chiropractor if you can. So until next week, same time, same station, I am Francina Tate Hollerith, and this is Empower Family Radio broadcast and podcast. It's family time. It's time to get our mental positive health affairs in order so we can lead today for our tomorrow.
Empower your family with the dynamic new book by Francina Hollerith, Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are. It's the book that gives you insights into life's problems. Francina Hollerith is an author, motivational speaker, and national broadcaster who believes the answers to your problems lies within the knowledge that was once traditionally passed down by families. But that knowledge has been short-circuited by today's faster pace. The book, Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are, brings that accumulated wisdom to the problems that all families face. You'll find your copy of Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are, at Amazon and at better bookstores. Empower your life with the dynamic new book, Our Sixth Sense and Purpose, The Power in Knowing Who You Are, by Francina Hollerith.
Thank you for joining Francina Hollerith on Empowered Family Talk. Tune in next week.